Bloomington is home base for plenty of nationally recognized artists, musicians, authors, and burlesque performers. Tessa von Twinkle has turned a hobby into a lucrative side career and rewarding outlet for her creative impulses. She performs regularly in Chicago and St. Louis and was invited to compete in last year's Viva Las Vegas Burlesque competition. As WFIU's Annie Corrigan found out, burlesque is about more than what happens on stage. She visited Tessa as she was sewing, gluing, and bedazzling her new costume.
Tessa von Twinkle is a diva. She's self-absorbed, and she likes to be the center of attention. But she only exists when she's performing burlesque. Every other moment of the day, Tessa's alter ego is a very normal person with a normal job and normal responsibilities. The transformation happens when she steps on stage, so don't try to interview her right before a show.
And of course, I had like two drinks, and I was literally about to go on stage. And so they're like, tell us, blah, 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 what's your inspirations? And I'm like, oh, I'm inspired by rhinestones. That's on YouTube. It's awesome.
Rhinestones are all over her kitchen table today, which she's transformed into her costume-making desk. A sequin dress is balled up next to a green feather boa. She just finished creating a headpiece of green and black feathers. Now she's got some rhinestones in one hand and a plastic stick with adhesive in the other.
I've got some shoes that I'm rhinestoning, and poor burlesque for performers. You know, we spend all of this money, and then in the mail shows up this teeny tiny little bag. Oh, here's my 144 rhinestones. That won't go very far.
And those rhinestones, they aren't cheap.
I'm embarrassed. It's embarrassing. Don't tell my partner, but the shipment that I just got in the mail yesterday was $120, yeah. And that might complete my shoes and a bra and maybe a pair of gloves, but yeah, I know. See the face you're making? It's embarrassing.
She says all the money and all the time is worth it. And it's almost a necessity, because burlesque is all about creating a unique image.
When you step on stage, you have to look like a completely different person when you're on stage. And if you look like someone that you would see walking down the street, then you're doing it wrong.
Tessa started doing burlesque in 2009. And yes, she's not using her real name in this interview because she thinks it's important to maintain a distinct separation between real life and burlesque fantasy. She did show choir and theater in high school, but she never did really find her artistic niche.
Growing up, I always felt a desire to do something creative, but I never found my medium. And I remember watching a YouTube video that a friend of mine was showing me of a burlesque performer that she happened to know. Just, she was doing a song striptease, very glamorous and over the top. And something in me was like, oh my gosh, I want to do this.
Burlesque is an umbrella term that encompasses a variety of performance styles. It originally referred to any literary, musical, or theatrical work that poked fun at serious art. At the turn of the 20th century in the U.S., burlesque meant comedy as well as female striptease. Some of today's performers have revived the glamour and spectacle of the American burlesque scene of the 20s, 30s, and 40s with a movement called neo-burlesque. The common thread among all the varieties of burlesque is that a performer will generally enter stage wearing more clothing than when they leave stage. Tessa started out in the neo-burlesque realm, concentrating on developing a character. In the past couple years, she's shifted to a classic burlesque style with its vintage costuming and a focus on the tease. 4 years of experience under her belt, and it seems like she's hitting her stride.
It was the most freeing thing for me to finally grasp the fact that when I step on stage, I am not myself. I am Tessa, and Tessa can do whatever she wants to, and she does. It's like I think when I initially started my first several performances, the audience was filled with people that know me in real life. And so there were these thoughts in my head running through, saying, oh, well, I don't want to do that. Someone might think I'm really full of myself and this and that. I don't want anyone to think that. So if someone thinks that I'm full of myself, they're thinking that about Tessa, and that's okay, because that's Tessa's personality. Tessa is full of herself.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
Tessa von Twinkle's next performance is at the White Rabbit in Indianapolis on Saturday, July 6th. The show will feature improvisational burlesque routines accompanied by live jazz band. Details at wfiu.org/arts.